The Catch Up with Darryl on the Rocks for Metricon. Love where you live. Joining us in the studio to talk synchronicity, Chris Mackey. We do have a caller on the line, Chris. We've got Michael. Hello, Michael. Thanks for your time.
Hi, Darryl. How are you going?
Good.
Hey, Michael. So Chris is here. What story have you got about synchronicity?
Hi, Roxy and Chris. Look, this is in relation to my father, Barry Cave, who worked for a company based in Breakwater in Geelong called Hike many years ago.
They used to canvas-type Hessian products, didn't they?
That's right. They did drying fabrics to run on paper-making machines.
There you go.
So they're based out across the road from the Geelong Racecourse. And at the time, my dad was a salesman who was travelling internationally selling these fabrics for paper-making machines. And anyway, on this occasion, on the 24th of February 1989... he'd been at a marketing conference in the US, and the conference finished early, and Barry's boss asked him to change their tickets so they could get on an earlier flight back to Australia. Now, the tickets they had were with United Airlines, and they were flying LA to Sydney, and of course, this was in the days when there was no such thing as a really direct flight. It was kangaroo hops, you know. So Australia-US flights all included refueling stops in Honolulu and Auckland. So they had tickets for this LA, Honolulu, Auckland, Sydney flight. And then they were going to change to a domestic flight to Melbourne and then the drive back to Geelong. So a pretty long trip.
Yeah.
But as an experienced flyer, Barry knew that going through Sydney meant that they'd have to go through customs and collect their bags and make their way to the domestic terminal. And it was a real schlep, you know. But because they were able to fly earlier, there was an alternative. And instead of simply rebooking with United on an earlier Australia-bound flight that would end in Sydney, Dad changed airlines altogether in order to get another flight that ended in Melbourne, cutting out that domestic bit altogether. And so when Barry and his boss on their alternative flight arrived in Honolulu, their captain came on the intercom and told the people on the plane that they'd be held on the tarmac for 5 minutes while they waited for another flight to take off. And that other flight was United Airlines Flight 811, the plane that my dad and his boss were supposed to be on, which was halfway through its flight to Sydney. And many hours later, Dad's alternative flight landed in Auckland as planned. And that was when they learned that there'd been a problem with the other LA to Sydney flight. Much later, they learned that a cargo door on Flight 811 had catastrophically failed 17 minutes after takeoff from Honolulu when the plane was at 23,000 feet. And according to subsequent reports, you know, God knows, but pressure differentials and aerodynamic forces caused the cabin floor to cave in and 10 seats were sucked out of the aircraft and 9 people sitting in business class were killed.
Gosh.
Their bodies were never found.
Wow.
And just looking on the internet today, I saw that there's a report saying that one of the business class flight attendants was almost sucked out of the aircraft, but passengers and crew members spotted her clinging to a seat leg and they were able to pull her back into the cabin and save her life, you know.
Wow. So yeah.
Yeah, I remember when Dad got home and details of the story emerged over the next few days, we all felt very fortunate to have him back home safely.
Wow.
But if just one of those variables had swung the other way, he could have been sitting in that business class seat and it all could have ended very differently.
Because I know from your story, he would have been given one of those allocated seats. He and his boss would have been in one of those seats where the people were sucked out. So just such a dramatic near miss, isn't it?
Yeah,
it kind of
wow.
makes you wonder those circumstances that led your dad to change change the situation, and it saved his life.
Yeah, it did.
But, People sometimes talk about near misses, like in the World Trade Center. There are a lot of remarkable stories that people have about things that happened just at the last minute that were just very different from their usual patterns that led them to make a change, and they weren't in those towers on the day when the planes hit. So yet many people have a sense of some kind of almost like a sense of fate or whatever, as almost as though something watching over them to a degree, but certainly feeling very grateful that that chance change
saved their life.
It's that
whole sliding doors thing, isn't it?
Very much sliding.
A couple of seconds either way and things would have been a whole lot different. Michael, that is a fantastic story. And we're so glad that you got your dad back safe.
Yeah, so am I.
Thanks very much,
you
Michael.
You know, just before you go, Michael, one of the things I say to my daughter, who sometimes gets a little bit of road rage when she's running late and she, like, whatever, I say to her, just think, maybe that car pulled in front of you to slow you down so that you weren't ahead when something else might happen that you wouldn't want to happen. So just accept.
It's a great thought.
Yeah, it helps you keep
She
calm.
Doesn't listen to it because she's a young woman, but
that's
okay.
Right.
At least you've said it anyway. Michael, thanks for your story. Fascinating stuff.
Absolutely.
Thanks very much, Michael. Thanks very much for ringing in.
No problems.
We are talking synchronicity with Chris Mackey. Jeremy's on the line. How are you, Jeremy?
Very well.
Now, you've got a theme for Chris.
Service to others, and this is how the magic happens.
Good theme, Jeremy. Mm.
Have you experienced this yourself, Jeremy?
Today,
all right.
Yeah.
What happened, Jeremy?
There is someone in Geelong that Rox and Daryl, you both know very well.
Yep.
And we had an experience today. This person who you know and I have asked their permission to talk about them, and they said, no, please don't. I want to keep this part of my life private.
Okay.
6 weeks, a month ago, I met them. We had a discussion, and I asked this person a question. This person has opened a door in their life over the last 6 months. Mm-hmm. And you were talking about doors before, Chris?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You've got to open doors. Just don't open the silly ones.
That's
which is sometimes hard to do, Jeremy, but it's a fair point, because what you're really saying is that nothing's going to happen if you don't do anything slightly differently. So sometimes people are loath to open doors or take a step through a different direction, but that's where it all happens, isn't it?
Of course, you've got to change.
And I think your theme of serving others, it's often said in positive psychology that people feel greater well-being if you set out to do good rather than just feel good. And that's a lot about service to others, the theme that you've brought up.
Exactly. This person, I'm involved in a project with several others, and it's serious. It's serious in our little part of our community, okay?
Yeah.
I asked this person who you know if they would write a letter of support. I sent them a text early this morning, and I thought, look, I'll ask them. 50-50, you know, it's a big thing. They know who's involved. They know what's going on. And I just thought, oh, day or two, I'll just sort of relax. I was at my computer this morning, and there's the ding-dong, and I looked at it, and this person had said, yes, happy to help. And I looked at my computer, and it was an 11-11.
Ah, there we go, that lovely little touch, that nice little bit of sparkle, little bit of magic, the time that came in.
Yeah, absolutely.
What we are doing is service to others, and this person says, yes, I will help you do your service to others. And then the universe just says, bingo.
It just gives you a boost, doesn't it? Feels you're on the right track, and just that wonderful support from others, people pulling together for a bit of magic.
That's it.
It's a beautiful thing, Jeremy. We love that you're passionate about this, and feel free to call us anytime. We are out of time, but thank you for being part of Synchronicity.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Cheers.
See ya.
Okay, if you've got a Synchronicity story, you can either ring us when Chris is in here, or you can drop us a line. Just jump on the website and let us know what it is, and we'll give you a call back. But
absolutely.
It's fascinating.
Just
again.
Wonderful stuff. And as you often say, Chris, it's like you're getting a free kick from the universe. And for everybody who's experienced it, it is an absolutely beautiful thing.
Thanks, Chris. Rox, we're out of time for what we learnt, but I think we've learnt that service to others, that's where the magic happens.
Absolutely.
Let's leave it at that.
Thanks, Daryl. Thanks, Roxy.